CJ, how different has this offseason been to go from the end of the season to have a Pro Bowl and these few months, you saw the video of you buying your grandmother a car, to where it was a year ago when you're not exactly sure what your place on the team is going to be?
Personally, to me, it's just no different at all. I mean, you got to come in and work every day, and it's just something that you got to do. I guess the biggest thing is the new playbook. You know, last year I was familiar with the playbook, a lot more comfortable. So, you know, it helps spur my ability, you know, when we got into OTAs and things like that. Now with the different terminology and the new playbook, learning different schemes and what we're trying to do on offense, just brings me back to the fundamentals, which I think that helped me last year to be the person I was.
Do you come into this season, if you take care of business, the starting tailback job is yours?
Take care of business. That's what they say. Nothing's handed to you. I know I got to go out there and grind every day. Got to work every day. You know, put my hard hat on, bring my lunch pail. There's, you know, our running back room is very talented, as you guys got to see last year. So, you know, doesn't matter who's behind there. We're gonna do whatever the team. They're gonna do whatever team thinks best. And if that's me, that's great. And if that's somebody else, then I'm gonna do whatever the team need me for my role. Just being patient, being real decisive. When you can be decisive and make one cut and go. For myself, what I liked about it, watching Justin and watching Arian when I got a chance, you get your shoulder pads square and you can get your pads down, get downhill and be the physical back that I like to be. So I think it fits everybody that's in our room right now. So it'd be, you know, as we get going and keep learning, it'd be successful for us.
What did you think when Gary said in the offseason CJ should come in walking like he's the starter?
That's what he said. To me, I just always said it because I know what's in our room. I know the talent that's behind me or the talent that can possibly be in front of me. So I know the talent that we have in our running back room, and I know how Coach Studeville is as far as giving everybody a fair shot opportunity. So it's just up to me to take care of business and let everything play out for itself.
How much easier is learning a new system when you got Eric Stoops from there to help you along?
Oh, real easy. I mean, you know, the fact that we kept Stoops, I mean, I think we're all proud about that in our room. And he just breaks things down. He knows us individually as a player. It's not like we have to get to know a new coach and a new coach has to get to know us. He knows us individually and what we do best and what ways that talk to us to make us learn the offense.
Emmanuel Sanders referenced you coming in and having an air of more confidence after last season. I know you just said you got to prove yourself all over again, but does that playing time and that confidence you built last season help you out going forward?
That and being undrafted. I mean, that always helped, play with the chip on my shoulder. So, you know, the more reps you get, the more confidence you get. And I just always had confidence in my ability and what I can do. But the fact that I was still undrafted and there are a lot of backs out there that were picked before me will always feed my hunger.
Do you find it odd that every good team it seems has a great running back or a good runner, yet even DeMarco Murray kind of having to pick up the phone to get the Eagles interested? Does it seem like every team needs one like you, but they're – whatever reason, it's changed in how they're viewed in the league in terms of paying them and giving them the top dollar?
I can't, you know, that's something that the league and, you know, the way things have turned out when it comes to running backs getting paid, that's just something I'm not worried about. As far as, you know, the great tag that you guys like to put on me, that's just something you guys like to say. I'm just a kid living a dream, working hard, trying to get it every day.
Last year you came into camp, you know, not only starting out as a starter, but you kind of worked your way toward it. And maybe you worked your way into camp. This year, do you feel like are you coming in better shape? And did you take any time off? How do you feel like you are going into, you know, coming into this?
I feel confident. I'm comfortable with myself going into camp. I mean, you know, when you were told, you just never know. After the season I had last year, I knew coming in this offseason I had to be in shape and ready to go and just had to be ready for whatever. I mean, at the Pro Bowl, I talked to Jason Witten, and that's the one thing he told me. You know, when you get a new staff, you only get one impression. So if your first impression is how your body look, you know, because I was a weight guy. So if your first impression is how your body look, you know, that's a good impression starting off on the right foot. So that's something I took from Jason Witten at the Pro Bowl. And I'm just going to try to continue and keep going throughout my career.
Did you ask Justin at all about the offense?
A lot. Yeah. We talked for a long time. We did at the Pro Bowl. He gave me some cues. And he called me maybe 2 weeks ago. Just asked me how things were going and the questions I had. He helped me out with it because, you know, coaches, the player, they like coaches. Like, Stoops is learning different compared to how I'm learning. We're all learning it in our different way. But when you see it and you hear it from player to player, it kind of made a little bit more sense. And, you know, whatever works for you, that's what Coach Stu is. That's the one thing I love about him. Whatever works for you, whatever terminology, the way you have to put it, whatever works for you to be in the right spot at the right time, he's with that. So Justin helped me a lot with it. But at the end of the day, it's coming along better now. You know, our second weekend, and I put a lot of time into it. I'm putting a lot of time into it, a lot of hours. So now it's coming in better. And it's for me, it's actually seeing it. I can talk about it and tell you guys what I need to do all day, but now it's actually me seeing it and actually repping it. So it click and we can get going.
So you say you're going to like the offense?
I'm going to love it. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm going to love whatever we do.
Worked out for him, though.
Yeah, it worked out for him. But, you know, I was people just talk about, are we going to run the ball more this offseason? I just think we're going to be balanced. I mean, at the end of the day, we got one of the best quarterbacks to ever play this game, and we got Demaryius on the outside. If we can get that done, which that would be great, and we got Emmanuel on the outside, and Cody's going to have a big year. We still have Bubba, who can play at a high level, and then with Verge and OD at the tight end, and JC, you know, that helps out a lot. So, you know, we still have weapons on the outside that we can put the ball in the air and be just as effective as we was, and we have weapons in the backfield where we can make it happen. Not a lot. The only thing is you have to talk to him of what he sees, and he has to talk to you on how, you know, how he sees it, and you talk to him on how you see it. So I don't think it changes a lot because he has a responsibility, and if he gets this responsibility, you just let the rest take care of itself.
Are there any personal goals beyond, you know, remaining the starter? Are there any personal stat goals, anything like that?
Win the Super Bowl.
Did you do anything different in the offseason as far as weight training,
staying the same? I didn't want to be one of those guys that's like, oh man, Kubiak named me the starter and now I got to do this and do this. Nah, just continue what I did last year. You know, maybe emphasize it a lot more. Just continue to stay myself. I feel like when I'm having fun, I'm at my best. So continue to have fun when I'm out there and enjoy my teammates, enjoy my brothers, and just go play.
Is Peyton pretty vocal with you during the offseason right now? Does he try to give you as much advice as possible? I mean, do you try to pick his brain a lot?
Not now. Part of it is with the new system. You know, he's learning a lot too. So, not now. I know when he gets it down, he's been more vocal this week than he was last week. So, he's starting to, it's starting to click for him. And, you know, you kind of want to beat him to it because if it clicks for him, he can tell you where to be. And you messing up, that's not a good deed. But, but right now, as far as now, nah, he hasn't been as vocal. He's told me some things that he wanted me to do to help him out, to help ourselves out, help us out as a team. And I told him I got it. And, you know, we got that done when we do our individual things. But as far as him being vocal as he was last year, no.
How about your impression of your new coach, Kubiak? What do you think of him? What has he said to you?
I think he's awesome, to be honest. Just, you know, his history throughout the league and what he's done. Not as far as just the running back position, just what he's done as offense, you know, offensively, how he's put him in great success and, you know, how plays, we're going to do this many plays and we're going to be this good at it, you know. So when you look at it that point and that way, you know he has the smarts and I guess you can say the passion of being a top offense or being very efficient at what we do, making sure it's execution, you know, the fundamentals, the very little details that matters when you get to the postseason, matter when you get to big games, the very little details that he puts in, those matter. We emphasize those so much. So when you see that, that's pretty amazing.